Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's number one magazine showcasing women business owners. If you would love to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the five things you should know about personal injury cases. My guest today is the CEO and managing partner at McKibben Johnson LLC, the Personal Injury Advocates. She received her bachelor's degree from Emory University and earned her Juris Doctorate degree from Georgia State University's College of Law. Today, she is licensed in the state of Georgia and admitted to the bars of federal and state jurisdictions. It is our great pleasure to have on the phone today a new client of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class women business owners, attorney Felicia N. Johnson. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the five things you people need to know about personal injury cases?
I sure am.
Tell us first and foremost, what is a personal injury case?
Well, a personal injury case deals with an injury to the body. That could have anything to do with from an auto accident, a slip and fall, to a trucking accident, motorcycle accident, even serious injury from a medical malpractice claim, such as a bad surgery, things of that nature.
Well,
but it's an injury to the body.
It's an injury to the body. Okay. Well, when can someone pursue a personal injury claim?
Well, a person can pursue an injury claim, two situations. The person or their personal injury attorney can identify a third party who is responsible for the injury. And that personal injury attorney believes or he or she can prove that the third party was responsible for the person's injury.
Okay. Well, is it easy to be compensated for a personal injury claim?
Well, that depends. Even if you could prove that another person was responsible for causing your injuries, you can't recover in a personal injury case unless your personal injury attorney can show compensable damages, such as medical bills, lost wages, property loss or damage, pain and suffering, things of that nature, or even future medical bills, future medical costs. If you can prove damages, you and your personal injury lawyer will need to review them together to determine whether or not they are sufficient to justify moving forward. If your personal injuries are slight and your loss is small, then you may not be able to recover enough to justify the investment of time, lost work, and evidence collection required to pursue your claim.
Well, how soon after an injury should someone contact a personal injury attorney?
Immediately, because what's going to happen is the insurance companies will contact you. They're going to immediately contact you to get you to get a recorded statement, and hopefully you'll say something that is contrary to your interest so that they can reduce their liability.
Well, what advice would you give to someone who has been hurt due to someone else's negligence?
What I would say is if you've been injured in a car accident, suffered a slip and fall, or even harmed by the negligence of a medical professional in a medical malpractice claim, or in some other way harmed by someone else's negligence, you may be entitled to financial compensation in an injury settlement for your personal injury. And your associated costs, losses, such as lost wages, property damage, future care, and even pain and suffering. So if you think that another party may be responsible for your personal injury, consider speaking with us as soon as possible. Our personal injury advocates can help you determine whether or not you should pursue your personal injury claim.
Okay. Well, what do you think are some of the most common misconceptions about personal injury cases?
Well, I think the most common is that injuries injury cases are not a quick get-rich scheme. Personal injury cases require an investment. If you're going to file a claim, you have to be prepared. Personal injury cases can take months, sometimes even years, to settle or reach trial. Insurance company representatives, opposing parties, and their attorneys, and even some of your friends may try to make you feel guilty for pursuing your personal injury claim as if you weren't entitled to be compensated for your personal injuries. And even sometimes you may have to appear for depositions, answer written interrogatories with the help of your personal injury attorney, and provide documents and other evidence to the opposing party. So people need to understand that there's going to be a significant time and investment that has to be done in order for you to have a successful claim.
Now, Attorney Johnson, you went to Emory University on a full scholarship, and you pretty much could have studied anything.
Yes.
Why did you become so passionate, or what led you to become so passionate about law?
I'm an advocate. I'm a fighter. I detest when people have been wronged. And as an advocate and a fighter, I fight for people's rights. And so that is why I became a personal injury attorney. There are times where people don't understand you're seriously impacted by accidents, even if a lot of times it could not have been a serious accident. People walk away and don't get treatment, and then they're wondering why they're having issues in their body later on. It's because they didn't get the treatment that they should have. And there are times where people have serious injuries at the fault of someone else. And though money cannot compensate your loss, it helps you to get along. It helps you as far as any lost wages, things of that nature. So I'm an advocate. I'm a fighter for people and their rights.
Well, what are some of the professional standards that separates one personal injury law firm over another?
Well, at McKibben Johnson LLC, we have a solid reputation for providing the highest quality of legal services in the area of personal injury. We're dedicated to our clientele satisfaction, and that distinguishes us from our peers in the legal community. Our clients are important to us, and they deserve to be represented by experienced, highly skilled, and knowledgeable attorneys who are devoted to giving our clients personal interests while ensuring that their matters are of utmost priority. And the difference is our attorneys are extremely responsive and personally accessible, which is something that you don't have in some of the other law firms. And our attorneys are also well-experienced legal practitioners that adhere to the highest level of professional competence. And, you know, at the end of the day, we are the advocates for the people. We don't just walk away from the cases if they're not an easy win. We fight to the very end.
And how important is it to have a personal injury attorney that will fight for you?
It's very important to have a personal injury attorney that will fight for you because a lot of times, like I said, the insurance companies will take you for granted. You know, I was doing a seminar with the National Coalition 100 Black Women a couple of weeks ago. We were doing a financial seminar, and I was speaking to the women that were at the seminar, and you know, people assume just because it's their insurance, you know, that the injured party is insured by the same insurance company, that their insurance company is going to take care of them. And they don't understand that they're not looked at as being part of a family just because you're being insured by the same company. And what I mean by that is, spark plug, God forbid, if you and I had an accident and you're insured with, let's say, Geico, and I'm insured with Geico as well. And when I file the claim against your insurance under your policy, GEICO is going to represent your interest as if I'm an outsider because at the end of the day, GEICO has to save money for GEICO's investment that they've for their investment that they've done and as it relates to their insured on that particular claim. Though I have been paying premiums to them, it's irrelevant at that point. What they're going to do is make sure that one claim is spared a high cost of litigation, high cost of having to pay a lot of medical bills, things of that nature. They're going to try to keep their costs down. And so what people need to understand that the insurance companies, they are going to do their best to limit their liability, limit their spending, and they're going to not give you the compensation that you actually deserve.
Hmm.
So that is why it's important to have a personal injury attorney.
Attorney Johnson, tell our listeners what is the most misunderstood thing that most people take for granted when it comes to a personal injury case or a personal injury attorney?
Well, first and foremost, a lot of times people, we are a technological society. So a lot of times we're watching the TV shows and we're watching TV and we see the attorneys that are on TV. And you have the ones who will have actors come on and say, this is the verdict that I received. And so what people think is, okay, if I go with that attorney is going to get me that type of verdict. What they don't realize is that certain cases, there has to be certain catastrophic injuries to get a certain amount of money in a settlement. If it's a simple soft tissue case, you're not going to get a lot of money because your damages are small. The more serious your injuries, the more money you will get. And so that's a lot of people need to understand that. I think that is the biggest misconception is that a personal injury in and of itself, you're going to get paid, and you're going to get paid big. And that's just not the case.
Tell our listeners what a soft tissue case is.
A soft tissue case simply is one in which you have a muscle strain, a muscle sprain. You may have lower back pain, upper back pain, things of that nature. No tears, no broken bones, no things of that nature where it would require further treatment. You would more than likely just see a chiropractor or for some people, a physical therapist. And your medical bills normally would not be more than $5,000. So a soft tissue case is one in which where there's no serious injury, but at the same time you need to get treated, you know, because soft tissue can turn into something else if left untreated. However, it's not going to be a case that's going to land you a huge settlement.
So in reality, you want our listeners to know that you don't necessarily have to have something hanging off of you before you call a personal injury attorney.
Exactly, exactly. And then also, too, Spark Plug, what people need to understand is, and what myself and other colleagues, what we experience sometimes, people attempt to handle these injury claims on their own, and then when they feel that they're not getting anywhere with the insurance adjuster, that's when they call us. Well, it's okay to do that. However, what you're doing is sort of hindering your claim, because if we're not involved on the front end, we can't ensure that certain things are done properly. You know, we ensure that you make sure that we make sure that you're accountable to your own claim and you get the medical treatment that's necessary to make you whole, you know, things of that nature. Because a lot of times people blow it off and they want to just handle it on their own, and they don't understand that they may have said something or done something that has hindered their claim in some way. And so we try to nip that in the bud and make sure none of those things happen.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding personal injury cases?
I would. There are five things you should know about personal injury cases. More, and what it really centers around is knowing your rights. If you've suffered a personal injury case because of the negligence of another person or company, you have a right to compensation. The process of recovery relies on the series of other rights as well. One, you have a right of free choice. First and foremost, you have the right to hire the personal injury attorney of your choosing. This includes the right not to deal directly with the other party's insurance company, because your attorney will do the talking for you. Many of your other rights are best protected by exercising this right wisely. since your personal injury attorney will be the primary champion of your rights, that's who you want to get involved first and foremost. And in choosing a personal injury attorney, you should always seek someone who's going to show you respect, keep you fully informed of the progress of your personal injury case, handle your case professionally, keep in contact with you and return calls promptly, be honest with you about your case and your claim and how it's progressing, keep your case moving forward, and be committed to your case and your interests. Secondly, you have a right to negotiate your attorney's fee. A lot of times people don't understand that, but that is your choice, because your retainer agreement with your attorney is a contract, a binding legal agreement, and you have a right to negotiate the terms. In Georgia, contingent fee agreements, which are agreements where the attorney's compensation is dependent on your recovery, are required to be in writing. That means you should have a written contract with your attorney explaining not only the fee arrangement, but also covering issues like litigation expenses. Third, you have a right to be in control of your case. You will have to make decisions with your personal injury attorney as your case progresses. For instance, you will have to provide information to help your personal injury attorney prove liability in your case. You will have to make decisions about alternatives to litigation like mediation and binding arbitration. You also have to decide whether or when to settle your personal injury case. Although you're represented by a personal injury attorney, it is your right to make a final decision as to whether or not to accept any settlement offers from the opposing party. However, most people don't have the background, experience, or knowledge necessary to make a good decision about that issue on their own. That's why it's so important that you choose a personal injury attorney carefully. You want to be able to trust and rely on the advice you receive from your personal injury attorney. Fourth, you have a right to be compensated. The insurance industry has done a very effective job of blanketing the media with the idea that personal injury claims are frivolous and are somehow responsible for high insurance rates. No one should file a frivolous claim or start a lawsuit just to get even. But if you've been truly injured and have suffered physical pain, lost wages, damages to your property, increased or unexpected medical expenses, you have a right to be compensated for those losses. Although insurance companies do not like paying for claims, they have contracted with the person or company responsible for your personal injury and promised to pay for other injuries. No matter what, you have the right to be compensated for your personal injuries and to be made whole. Lastly, you have a right to exercise your personal injury rights now. The sooner you act to protect your rights, the better. In addition to statutes of limitations and other legal bars based on time, there are practical factors that encourage quick action. Witnesses may move or simply find their memories growing less clear over time. Evidence may be lost or destroyed. If a personal injury attorney doesn't get control of your case and act to preserve it early, know that we can help. And that is why we're here, the McKibben Johnson LLC. We are the personal injury advocates, and we will fight for your rights.
Attorney Johnson, two final questions.
Yes, sir.
First, why did you decide to advertise your business, your law firm, in People You Need to Know magazine?
I have been impressed with you and your magazine, Sparkplug. I love the advertising that you do for the ladies, the women, the business owners. I love the idea of how you promote women business owners. I don't know of any other magazine that does so. And so that is something that's powerful for me. Two is the exposure that you provide to the women business owners that advertise in your magazine, because people need to understand you're not just being in a magazine, you're actually being exposed by being placed in a network with People You Need to Know magazine. And there are opportunities to meet other people, things of that nature. You guys really help us promote our businesses and what we do. And I don't think there's any other magazine that, you know, can hold a candle to you guys.
Well, all right. I appreciate that. And finally, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Well, McKibben Johnson LLC, our office number is 678-855-7205. That number again is 678-855-7205, or visit us on our website at www.mckibbenjohnson, M-C-K-I-B-B-E-N-J-O-H-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N-S-O-N- hnson.com.
All right. Attorney Felicia N. Johnson, CEO and Managing Partner at McKibben Johnson, LLC. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you again, Sparkplug, for having me.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another magnificent job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.